Welcome to Recover in Christ. Let us set out together on the journey toward healing and newfound strength. Not our own strength, but the strength that can only come from trusting God and allowing Him to heal and direct our decisions and plans. We know that hitting the bottom is painful, especially when we've spent a lifetime covering up our problems to give the appearance of being successful and serene, especially in a church setting. We also know that it usually takes a painful crisis to realize that we need God's help and become willing to surrender to His loving touch. But once we do surrender, God is free to step in and do what we could never do on our own. No, you're not alone. We've been there and are on this journey with you. Welcome to Recover in Christ.
Chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above,